3:35 a.m. I've got 3 jobs to do today, and all I can think about is Vitalicio. There's a lot on my mind. I really wanted to bring up why I created this in the first place. This is something that I've been itching to do for a very long time. And just as a contemporary forefront, this game is released in accordance with me throwing out Naked Art Museum and Vomit Mouth. These are 2 concepts that I've been thinking about for 2 years. I've been watching myself taking all the information I've learned and gathered and been frustrated that I didn't know what to do with it. But now here I am, and it feels like it's been a whirlwind, but really everything has been so clear at the same time. I've always felt like I've been floating in this mist, in this cloud, and the word mist I will get back to in a brief moment. But I pray a lot. I talk to spirit very often. I use my I Ching relentlessly because making decisions on my own can be confusing. Whenever I make decisions, sometimes they're too rapid, or I know that I'm very passionate about things and also very obsessive compulsive. So I need an outside perspective to kind of weed me out, but it also is encouraging, you know. I'll get back to the basics now. So I remember as a child, video games were pretty much the center of my life. It's how I interacted really with my father. My mom really hated video games because they made her dizzy, but we would do PlayStation Move bowling, and we would play chess. Me and my family would play cards. I've always been very competitive. They also made me very competitive, just as a very high-achieving student and overall individual. The consoles that I remember growing up with start in order from a Sega machine to a PlayStation 3, then to a Nintendo DS Lite. I don't think it was that. I think it was the regular one. I had the PlayStation Move. Then finally at the PS4. I did play on a PC as well for games like Webkinz, Horse with a W, and Animal Jam in particular. It's really funny that actually, coming full circle, the last game I actually played was Webkinz. And I gave my animal pet a studio apartment with no furniture. So that goes to show, from being a child with extremely, like, deluxe everything, to bare necessities. Now, all right, let me explain why mist is so important to me. On the PS3, you could play PS2 games. My dad and I had downloaded Myst with a Y. This game really baffled me as a child. It was a point-and-click adventure game. There weren't really that many animations. Like, for example, if you switched a lever, it would just be, like, one frame to the next and, like, audio. And I loved that. Like, you couldn't really walk around. You just clicked around. And the plot was between these two brothers. And you're just in this land. You're in this weird, spooky place. And I love it because it's just... it's terrifying, like the sound, the audio engineering, plus desolation, and you don't see anyone in this uncanny valley place, other than these two brothers, which talk to you in video. These are real human beings that recorded themselves, and, well, I'll spoil it, so... in elementary school, our teachers would make these presentations, and they weren't necessarily through PowerPoint, but it was another program, and they were interactive. Like, you could do drag and drop games, and you could draw on the board, and you could click buttons and make things happen. I loved school presentations. My mom really spoiled me. Anytime I had a presentation, you know, like those parents that are like, they really want to help, and it's kind of their project, but we would split it up, because my mom is the artist of the family. She can do anything. She's a culinary artist. She is a textile artist. She's a painter. She's crafty. She does everything she can to make everything right. She goes out of her way to care. So we would do these school presentations, and I actually will say that I, in recollection, I learned how to use PowerPoint 2007 through my mother. I would write the script for my presentation, and she would create accompanying visuals, and she always, like, timed them. We always did a timed presentation. I never did the clicker, ever. And it was fantastic. You know, I love giving presentations. I know a lot of people don't. I love rehearsed things. I love things that I've practiced. I love things that I know what I'm doing. If it's impromptu, I trip up on myself and I'm working on it. I recently, in 2022, I went to Northern Virginia Community College as a communications major. It was my first semester ever for school, and my one real communications class was public speaking, and we had to give presentations, and I remember creating a timed presentation. I think it was on PowerPoint, actually, because since I had a school account, but I didn't touch it in some time, and, you know, doing the timed animations again, it snapped me back to my childhood. Going back to my childhood now, in relation to Myst, since I was so fascinated by this game, I wanted to create my own version of it. And so I did basically steal this entire concept of waking up in a weird place and you're trying to figure out what to do and where to go. And I'm like building the world out of the shapes and the textures that PowerPoint had. I was really into like clip art. I was also a big, big Ratchet and Clank geek. And I remember outside of this presentation, just like making essentially like fan fiction and lore through PowerPoint. I remember even trying to create a fake version of the desktop where you could open up a web browser and you could go in your email. And I really wanted to like make a keyboard and have nearly every option of words that you could type in sentences, but of course, you know, I was like 8 years old. I do think I actually had like finished the game, but I didn't really understand like how to efficiently hyperlink anything, so all my links were broken and it was unplayable after a certain point. last year, I really had been wanting to make I want to say it correctly because this is Spanish for life. I'm still learning. I love the concept of learning and inheriting other languages because you can think differently, you're expanding your mind, you are becoming a different part of yourself that you didn't even know you had. Of course, this game sadly does not have any non-English components as of yet, but my goal is for all my art to become translatable at a certain point. I want to make this inclusive. I know it will take a long time to get everything I've done, but I know it's worth it. I think that it's worthwhile, and I want this to be accessible. So, also, alright, let me run this back. Accessibility. The game being made through PowerPoint is my testament that anything can be done with the tools that you have. Eventually, I'd like to ascend to knowing how to program and code and use Unity and use Blender. And even for the concept of Naked Art Museum, I want better softwares. But I'm mastering what I've known and what I have. This concept came to me about like last year, like really hard. I really wanted to go back to what I had done in childhood. I needed to connect to my inner child. I feel as though I have a giant gap between me and my childhood, and that's my teenage years. But really, of course, it's all the same, and I'm still the same person no matter what. And even me at 4 years old, I could see why I did the things I did and why I'm here now, because it was all there. But I need to connect to the root. Like, where did all my love for art come from? My first thing I ever really did was illustrate and write stories. I would just make books all the time as a kid. So for me, transforming 2D into 3D into 4D is super intense and important. I guess I'll also mention that as a kid, really the highlight of my life were these games like GTA 5 and Free Realms, PlayStation Home, just places I could get lost in, places where I create an avatar and I can connect with people around the world, where I'm literally keeping on my headset and taking a shit because I don't want to leave the game. I don't want to leave my friends. I could be here forever. I find that games are a special companion. And because of that, I really wanted, last year, my brain told me that I really wanted to make a game that was a companion, because I've always felt that way about games. I really wanted something where someone, you know, people that know me or strangers in the present day or in the future, they pick this up and they go, that's Alicia. Like, this is a person encapsulated in time. This is her diary entry. And really, diary entries are the basis and the foundation of my whole artistic practice.